Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
There's a very expensive treasure in this world, freedom. Collectively, a huge price has been paid for people to be free. Soldiers have died. Risks have been taken. Permanent physical and emotional losses have been borne. Frankly, you and I have a part to play in order to stay free. This is part three in a short series, Be Free. All right, let's do a quick review of checkpoints from part two, last week's episode. We determined that checkpoints help every area of life. Areas like your career, relationships, personal responsibilities, medical health plan, use of technology. Then next, we discovered that freedom has checkpoints too. Spiritual freedom is unique. Why? Because of these three points. Spiritual freedom comes from unseen dimensions. Also, freedom in Christ is secured by Christ. Plus, it helps you live effectively every day. At this point, we looked at a critical verse about freedom from Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Logically, there are two focuses of action in that verse. The first focus is that God has done something for you. Remarkably, Jesus bought freedom for you, undeserved, a gift of love, a sacrifice that cannot be repaid. But the second focus of action is you must keep doing something for yourself. Basically, stand firm. Don't let yourself get entangled in issues again that put you back into a yoke of slavery. Essentially, slavery is a burden you were never created to bear. In other words, Jesus paid dearly to buy your freedom. Subsequently, you bear responsibility to stay free. Let's talk about some checkpoints that we also mentioned in the last episode. In order to stay free, there were four things we focused on. You need to, first of all, know your enemy. The second is to be present in the moment and be accurate. The third is to fully surrender to Christ in daily details. And then the fourth is to always be flexible. Consequently, since so much effort has gone into securing your freedom, you must do whatever it takes to stay free. Don't you agree? So how do you stay free spiritually? First, let's look at something that interferes with the ability to stay free, getting bound up again. We already mentioned Galatians 5:1. Here's the first phrase of that verse. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. That's the promise Jesus offers into freedom. However, it's easy to get bound up again in old patterns and habits. Incidentally, the second part of Galatians 5:1 gives a clear directive to help you stay free. And here's that portion of the verse. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. This is your portion to stay free. Whether you are a new Christian, a seasoned believer, or a leader in Christ's church, it is so easy to get bound up again. One reason this happens is because of fear and because of pride. Those two are spiritual terrorists. Incidentally, they specialize in ambush. First, let's look at fear. God addresses fear head on, and if you stay in Christ, you can defeat fear head on too. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I love how this one verse has both commands and several promises. Let's look at the two commands in that verse. First, don't fear. And second, don't be dismayed. Now let's look at the promises, and I have four of them. I am with you, I will strengthen you, plus I'll help you, and further, I will uphold you with my right hand. So obey the commands and claim the promises. That gives us a look at fear. Now we're going to look at pride. God strongly addresses pride. Frankly, the kind of pride God hates is more like arrogance. Interestingly, Proverbs 8:13 talks about good pride and bad pride all in one verse. I'm going to read the verse first, and then we're going to break it down and look at the good pride and then the bad pride. So here's the verse. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Okay, here's the verse again, and we're going to identify the good pride and the bad pride. To fear the Lord, that is a very good pride, is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, that's the bad kind, and I also hate evil behavior and perverse speech. Interestingly, this verse helps you stay free if you obey it. Now that we've explored how to not get bound up again, in other words, to stay away from fear and pride, let's explore three more ideas. First idea, Christ's love. First and critical, you have to stay in Christ's love. It's a choice you make. When you know you are safe and loved, you automatically relax. Peace rises in your heart. Plus, you enjoy freedom in such a good place. There is no safer place than Jesus' love. Of course, it's up to you to stay free. So stay in Christ's love. The second idea we're going to look at is humble and alert. Actually, another way to stay free is to choose humility and alertness and practice them each day. The person who is humble enough to learn also tends to work hard. Interestingly, when you work for something, its value seems to increase in your view. Naturally, it takes humility to get in the learner's seat, and learners always discover new understanding. Plus, humility also helps you stay free. And how's that? Well, you're not caught up in having to prove something to other people all the time. That's looking at humility. Now let's look at alertness. It's another quality that helps you stay free. When you are alert to what's going on inside you, around you, and in the world, you have an awareness of freedom you're willing to invest in. Subsequently, being humble and alert both help you stay free. And the third idea that we're going to look at today and explore is the power of Scripture. Remarkably, the power of Scripture is paramount to stay free. When you claim God's promises and keep His commands, the enemy can't touch you. You're free indeed. So fill your mind with God's Word and give it priority in your heart. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." That scripture speaks to the following points. First, how vibrant, how alive and active God's Word is. Next, that scripture has power to cut through the fluff and establish your heart. Also, the insight and accuracy of scripture carves through opinions and perspectives. Another point is how practical God's Word is in daily living. And then, scripture has the ability to literally judge your thoughts and attitudes. And finally, all of those things hidden in the places of your soul where Christ abides. If you actively apply Scripture's power in your life, you will stay free. Well, there are some things to do and some things not to do. Since you are the only one who can live your life, you are responsible for what you do and don't do. Much personal freedom depends on your choices. Let's go through some ideas here, some bullet points. You choose habits and patterns, and they're either healthy or unhealthy. Another bullet point. You decide the kind of communication and relationships that you will form. The next one, you decide whether you will be open-minded or closed-minded, and that determines how you see the world. Another one, you decide if you will be hungry and thirsty for righteousness. And then finally, it's you, and only you, that can love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. As you consider what things to do and not to do, here are some helpful tips to guide you. First helpful tip, don't let yourself think, I've got this. You don't. You never did. But Jesus, He's got this, and He's got you. Remember, God uses His control to protect your freedom. The second tip, practice closeness with God. Come near to God and He will come near to you. James 4:8. Enjoy God all day. Wake up to Him. Fall asleep in Him. When you stay close to God, He helps you stay free. The third point is to review God's commands and promises often in your mind. Meditate each day, and that simply means picture practical application of Scripture. God's word establishes you to stay free. The fourth, stay alert. Every situation is an opportunity for good or for evil. Definitely choose the good. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. This is your power to spread freedom. Number five, be thankful. Practice cheer no matter how you feel. It's a choice. Not a feeling. Oddly, it's harder to sin when you're thankful. Be grateful for your freedom. Number six, and this is a wake-up call. Others are watching. So why not provide a good model for them? Use your personal power well. Stay free the way Jesus is free. Number seven, and this one is a game changer. Your choices matter a great deal. What you do each moment determines the kind of person you'll be. What you practice is what you become. So practice freedom. And then the eighth point, by faith, live in the safe place Jesus purchased for you at His cross. This is a really good place. Be faithful to stay free. Let's review those helpful tips real quick again. First of all, don't let yourself think, I've got this. Second, practice closeness with God. Third, review God's commands and promises often. Four, stay alert. Five, be thankful. Six, and this was the wake-up call, others are watching. And number seven, and this one was the game changer, your choices matter a great deal. And then number eight, by faith, live in the safe place Jesus purchased for you at His cross. Now let's go to some application thoughts and questions. First of all, do you stay free each day? Number two, what kinds of things get you bound up again? Three, how much power does fear have in your heart? How about pride? Number four, in what ways do you practice staying in Christ's love? Five, list specific action points you can practice to grow in humility and in alertness. And number six, which scriptures are you claiming to stay free? List them now in your mind or on a piece of paper. And if you don't have any scriptures about staying free, find some. This is the third episode in a series, Be Free. Check out the previous two. Part one is Freedom with Perspective. Part two is Checkpoints to Freedom. Portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1st and 2nd Corinthians. You can find this in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.